Well, I think all of you are packed and ready to go.
那我想你们东西都已经收好了，准备要走了。
It will be a race back on 80 to New Jersey.
然后马上要赶上八十的公路，准备回纽泽西。
Some of you will be racing back, missing that Chinese food back home.
然后有的人呢，赶快赶回去的时候呢，在家里呢还没有晚饭。
And we've certainly had a rich time here this weekend.
在这个周末，我们当然在这里享受了我们的盛宴。
So now I'm speaking now the eighth message you've had in a couple of days.
所以在这几天当中呢，我这个信息是第八个信息。
Now I hope you don't usually have eight meals in 2 days.
那我想你们通常一般来讲不会两天吃八餐。
The young people also have to listen to their parents preaching while they're eating lunch.
因为连这些年轻人当他们吃午饭的时候，还得听他们的父母讲道。
I think everybody feels pretty full by now.
所以到了现在，大家可能都已经觉得吃得很饱了。
How can we take another message?
那怎么样我们才能够再听一堂呢？
This weekend, my wife and I are spending with our two grandchildren. One is 13, one is 11.
那这个周末，我跟我的太太要跟我们的两个孙子在一起。那一个是13岁，一个11岁。
My 13-year-old grandson has broken through the food barrier. You can never feed him enough.
那我们这13岁的这个孙子呢，现在已经冲破了吃东西的难关，什么东西他都要吃，永远不会饱。
So last night I opened the grill up. We cook a steak for everybody. Now my grandson eats the bigger steak. I eat the smaller steak.
所以昨天晚上的时候呢，我就打开了我们的烤炉，我就在那里烤牛排。那我的孙子呢，就吃了最大块，那我吃了最小的块。
And my grandchildren each had a big potato with butter, and they had asparagus and salad.
所以呢，他们每个人不仅是吃了牛排，还吃了番薯，吃了蔬菜，吃了沙拉。
And they especially like those Pillsbury crescent rolls. There were 8 in the package.
他们还吃了很多的点心甜点。
There were only 5 of us eating.
我们总共只有五个人。
I don't know how the other 3 disappeared.
另外三个人我就不晓得到哪里去了。
But my grandchildren sat there last night and said, oh, my tummy, oh, I can't eat another thing.
所以昨天晚上的时候，我的孙子们都抱着肚子说，哎呀，我的肚子吃太饱了，再也吃不下了。
And then about 15 minutes later,
然后大概过了15分钟,
they happened to smell Grandmommy's gingerbread cake in the oven.
然后他们就闻到了祖母做的蛋糕。
My grandson said, Grandmommy, I want some gingerbread.
所以他们就说祖母我们要再吃一点蛋糕。
How could he be hungry?
他为什么会再饿呢?
He still looked like a snake that swallowed a rat.
因为他看起来好像一条蛇刚刚吞了一只老鼠。
But there's a lesson in that for us.
但在这里我们可以学一个教训。
And we say to ourselves, how can we take yet another message?
很多时候我们说我们怎么样能够再听一个信息呢?
But when we smell the fragrance of Christ, our hunger arises again.
但是当我们闻到了基督的香气的时候，我们里面的饥渴又开始了。
Let's pray that we might be quickened now.With spiritual hunger to lay hold of everything the Lord wants for us.
所以我们在恳求呢，今日这个属灵的饥渴能够在我们的心中再一次发起。
Our Father, we thank you for all the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus.
父啊，我们感谢你在基督里所赐给我们各样的福气。
And for our precious time together in these days.
为我们在这几天能够一起在一起的宝贝的时间。
We do believe if we could just.Smell the fragrance of Christ here this morning.
我们相信，如果今日我们能够再一次闻到那基督的香气
，that our spiritual hunger could be reignited.
我们属灵的胃口会再一次被提起。
Continue to do that work of your Spirit upon us.
那继续在我们当中做你圣灵的工作。
That's the reason we came.
这是为什么我们来到这会中。
This is what we desire.
这是我们心中所可想。
Oh, help us to follow after Christ.
帮助我们，让我们能够跟随基督。
And even receive this morning now some handfuls on purpose of His fullness.
甚至在今日的时候，主啊，能够从他的手中能够得到满有的恩典。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们是靠耶稣的宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's begin again by reading those few verses in Hebrews chapter 3.
我们开始的时候再读一下希伯来书第三章的这几节。
Just the first two verses of the chapter.
我们只看今天只读头两节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第三章第一节第二节。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬宗。
And then just a few further fragments from Hebrews chapter 5.
那我们再读一下, 希伯来书第五章的几节。
For every high priest taken from among men is appointed on behalf of men in things pertaining to God in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and misguided since he himself also is beset with weakness.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和施米的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。第七节，
In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud cryings and tears to the one able to save him from death. Then he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation, being designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭、流泪、祷告，恳求那人救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子， 还是因所受的苦难学了顺从，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神造的麦基洗德的等次，称他为大祭司。
I'd like us also to turn to a few passages in the Old Testament just to get a little picture of Moses as this priest.
那同时，我们还想在旧约当中来看几节的经文，来看一下摩西怎么样行他大祭司的职分。In
Exodus 33,
在出埃及记第33章
verse 11,
第11节。
Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. And when Moses returned to the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手，一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚，不离开会幕。Exodus
34, verse 34.
第34章的34节。
But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak to him, he would take off the veil until he came out. And whenever he came out and spoke to the sons of Israel what he had been commanded, the sons of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. So Moses would replace the veil over his face until he went in to speak with him.
在摩西进到耶和华面前与他说话，就揭去了帕子。 即使出来的时候，便将耶和华所吩咐的告诉以色列人。以色列人看见摩西的面皮发光，摩西又用帕子蒙上脸。等到他进去与耶和华说话，就揭去帕子。And
then that Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的第14章。
Beginning in verse 1.
第一节。
Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. All the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt.
当下全会众大声喧嚷，那些百姓都哭嚎，以色列众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言。 全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到这地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。摩西亚伦就俯伏在以色列全会众面前。
Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel.
所以摩西亚伦就俯伏在以色列全会众面前。
Chapter 16
第十六节
The same sad story of rebellion.
这也是一个悖逆的悲惨的故事。
The same sad story of murmuring saints.
这是圣徒们在那里抱怨的故事。
Verse 3,
第三节。
They assembled together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You've gone far enough. For all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is in the midst. Why do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord?" And when Moses heard this, he fell on his face.
聚集攻击摩西亚伦说：“你们擅自专权。”全会众各个既是圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？摩西听见这话就俯伏在地。
We've been looking at the life of Moses.
我们这几天在看摩西的生平。
But what we actually see is God's hands as he molds, establishes, and keeps his servant.
但我们真正看到的是神的手怎么样塑造，怎么样保守，怎么样带领他的仆人。
Now Moses is a special servant.
那摩西是一个特别的仆人。
And in the Old Testament there was none greater.
在旧约里没有比他更大的。
But in the New Covenant all of us are servants of God.
但是在新约当中我们都是神的仆人。
And there really is no special servant.
那的确没有一个特殊的仆人。
We are all servants.
我们都是仆人。
But there are those.Whom God fashions and molds in a special way.
但是呢，还是有一些特别的，神亲自的拣选，亲自塑造的。
He molds and fashions them to perform His work in this day.
他拣选，他塑造，特别要他们在这个世代行事。
We know whenever we hear this term, the work of God, it's something only God can do. It's God's work.
那很多时候我们听到说，神的工作只有神能够做，因为是神的工作。
Who among men can take 2 million children of Israel out of Egypt?
那在人当中有哪一个人能够把以色列的百姓200万的百姓从埃及带出来？
Only God can do that.
只有神能够做。
But he bids his servant go and bring them out.
但是他吩咐他的仆人去带领他们出来。
Who is able to effect salvation and redeem millions of people?By dying on a cross.
谁能够因此成就了救恩，救赎那成千上万几百万的人？
Only God.
只有神。
But he sent his suffering servant to do the work.
但他差遣他受苦的仆人成就这事。
Who can build the church, laying Jesus Christ as the foundation, as the cornerstone, as the top stone?
谁能够建造他的教会？立了根基，耶稣基督为根基，为房角石。
Only God can build this church.
那只有神能够建造。
But he bids his apostles go and build my church.
但是他吩咐他的使徒去建造我的教会。
Who can bring the bride of Christ to perfection?
谁能够使基督的心腹成为完全？
This is the present work going on in these last days.
那这是在末后的世代正在进行的工作。
What human being could ever do that?
哪一个人能够做这样的事？
Only God can perfect the bride for His Son.
因为唯有神能够使他自己儿子的心腹成为完全。
And yet He bids that we be servants to prepare the bride.
但是他吩咐我们，叫我们做仆人来预备这个心腹。
And so we can use Moses as a picture of such a faithful servant in the house of God.
所以我们可以用摩西这一位在神的全家忠心的尽忠的仆人做我们的表样。
We've watched Moses as he's been shaped by the potter's hand.
我们看到摩西怎么样在窑匠的手里被磨造塑造。
Shaped with blessings, shaped with problems.
用祝福用问题来塑造。
Built up in relation to the Lord.
建立起来跟神有美好的关系。
Squeezed and brought down.
然后又因着神的压力而被降卑。
And is not God doing that work among us?
那神不也是在我们当中行同样的事吗?
Are you in the squeeze?
你是不是在神的手的压力下?
Maybe the Lord's building you up.
这正是神要建立你的名声吗?
Now, how many of you here are under 25 years old?
你们在我们当中有多少人是25岁以下?
These people are being squeezed like this, real fluffy.
所以这些人都一直被这样子压来压去，都软绵绵的。
Under 25, they know everything, of course.
那等到25岁时，他们当然什么事情都知道了。
As we say in America, they're know-it-alls.
所以像我们这美国人喜欢讲，他凡事都知道了。
Yeah, wait till they get squeezed a little bit.
但是等到他们受到了一些磨练。
Some of their answers will become questions.
然后他们自己以为的答案现在变成了问题。
But let God squeeze them.
但是呢，让神来带领他们。
Now, how many of you are over 25?
那超过25岁，我们当中有多少人超过25岁？
Are you feeling the pinch?
那你是不是感到神在那里掐你？
The Lord squeezing some things out of you, maybe, huh?
也许主已经把你身上一些东西去掉了。
Yeah, the Lord is faithful.
因为主是信实的。
He's the potter.
他是窑匠。 他把你放在窑匠做陶器的转轮上。
It's spinning too fast, you can't get off.
因为他转轮转得太快，你是下不来的。
One of the young people yesterday reminded me.
昨天有个年轻人提醒我,
probably I've preached it here in your midst.
也许我是在你们当中讲到,
what God has begun in your life, He's going to complete.
就神在你们当中所开始的工作,
or as I tell the young people,
好像我跟年轻人讲的,
God already has you in His car wash.
就好像神已经把你放到他的洗车房了。
Now you drive up to the car wash. You're under your own steam.
这个时候是你自己,
you move into the car wash.
但你进去了以后,
now God is going to save you, sanctify you, heal you, and prepare you as a bride.
但是那神呢,就会救你,使你成为圣洁,医治你,预备你做媳妇。
Now he's got to get the chain under your axle.
所以这时候就链子啊,就要抓住你车子的下面。
And then that chain will drag you right through the car wash.
然后呢,这个链子就拉着你,经过洗车的地方。
Now, once you're caught, there's no escape.
那你一旦被那链抓住了,你逃不了的。
What's the biggest problem in the car wash?
在洗车的时候,最大的问题是什么?
What do you think?
是什么?
People leave their windows down.
就是那些人啊,窗户没关啊。
Well, actually, that's number three problem.
但其实不是啊,那是第三个大问题。
What's the biggest problem?
最大的问题是什么?
Oh, people get their antenna snapped off.
因为他们的天线被弄断了。
No, that's number two.
那不是,那是第二个最大的问题。
What's the biggest problem in the car wash?
洗车最大的问题是什么?
The guy says, put your car in neutral, and people put their car in park.
就是说,那个人说,把你的车推到neutral, 结果呢,他发到停车的地方。
Some people don't know there's a neutral.
那有些人根本不知道车有一个neutral的地方。
They go reverse, they go drive, they go park. That's all they know.
因为他们只知道是说退后前进跟停车。
So they put it in park.
所以他们就放到停车的这个地方。
Now the chain still pulls you.
然后这个链子就在那里拉,但车子动不了。
The smoke coming out from the tires.
然后轮子呢就起了烟。
The guy says, no, put it in neutral.
所以有人在那里叫他说不要,不要,把它放到neutral的地方。
Now that's what happens with Christians.
那基督徒很多时候就是这样子。They
say, I'm going to Jesus' car wash.
然后说,哎,我要去耶稣那里去洗车了。
Then the chain grabs you.
然后那链子把你抓住。
Now you're going to go through and get cleansed.
那你一定要经过这里洗得干净。
And as you start going in, you say, no, I don't want to go. Try it. Okay, go in reverse, see what happens.
然后你就想进去了,进去你说,哦,我不要洗,我不要洗。 你就想倒车,但你试试看会发生什么事。
Your tires go reverse, you still go forward.
就是你的轮胎是往后转的,但你车子还是往前走。
Roll down the window and say, hey, stop, you just get a lot of suds in your face.
那你可以把窗户摇下来,你再说停下来,停下来,结果你的脸都满了肥皂。
Then you get halfway through, you think it's done, and now a big blower starts to blow on you. And then so they sprinkle some wax on you, it's going all the time.
过了一半,你已经结束了,结果呢,那个风也开始吹了,打蜡气也下来了。
Now that's what God did to Moses all during his life.
所以在摩西的一生,这就是神的工作。
And that's what he does in our lives.
这也是神在我们身上的工作。
Go with God.
与神同行。
Believe in it.
相信他。
Get your foot off the brake.
不要踩着刹车。
That's unbelief. That's why your tires wear out.
那为什么你的轮胎会磨损，就是因为这样子。
Put it in neutral.
那把它放到中心的地
方。Let him drive you.
让神来开这车。
Very simple lesson.
这是非常简单的
功课。The lesson of a servant.
这是一个仆人所学的功课。
Now we have talked about Moses as the apostle of the children of Israel.
我们讲到摩西对以色列百姓来讲是做使者的。
What a noble man he was.
那他是真是一个有高贵的人。
He was faithful to God who commissioned him.
他对那个差遣他的神尽忠。
But now we want to look at him as the priest.
那今天我们要看一下他怎么样来尽大祭司的职分。
The life of service involves outward ministry, but it involves an inner life of prayer and intercession.
一个侍奉神的事情，包括了我们在外面的服事，但也包括我们在内心里面的祷告跟代求。
We see Moses at some climactic points in the history with the staff raised up over the Red Sea.
当我们看见摩西在红海举起他的杖的时候，我们觉得他是这个他侍奉的高峰。
Or standing on the mountain holding the stones of commandment.
或是站在山上两手拿着石板。
But these were brief and wonderful moments in Moses' outward ministry.
但这不过是在摩西外在的侍奉当中一个短暂的但是奇妙的一个时刻。
What we really only get a glimpse of is for 40 years, most of his life was spent on his face and in that tent of meeting talking to God.
但是呢，我们只能够稍微看到一点的是，四十年当中，他是经常的脸伏于地，在会幕那里与神面对面的交谈。
And this is also the life of a servant.
那这也是一个仆人的生活。
Now I want to talk about this servant of God.
那我要谈一下关于神的仆人。
And I'll just talk about three practical matters.
那我要讲到三件很实际的事情。
I'm thankful for our brother Eric Wu. He has shared many wonderful things on the house of God, meaning the tabernacle.
我谢谢我们的弟兄 Eric Wu 借着会幕跟我们讲了很多关于神的家的事情。
And I like it when he tells things that I have shared in Singapore.
那我也很高兴他提到我在新加坡所讲的那些道。
Whatever I ever said always sounds so much better in Mandarin.
那不管我讲些什么东西啊。当用中文讲出来的时候，听起来特别好听。
Now that's why I always say you should pray for our younger brothers.
这就是为什么我说你常常要为我们年轻的弟兄祷告。
In this last day, the Lord needs to raise up many workers into the harvest.
那因为在这个末后的世代，神需要兴起更多的百姓来为他收成收割。
But now, thankfully, our brother and myself, we come together, Moses and his tabernacle, here all together this morning.
那今天呢，我们的弟兄跟我的信息合而为一，我们就讲到摩西跟他的会幕。
And since he shared all the details,
因为他已经讲了很详细的
讲了会幕 I can just share some broad understanding of being a servant.
那我只要很总括性的来讲一下怎么样做神的仆人。
The first thing that we notice about a priest is that he's a stickler for order.
那我们第一件注意到关于祭司的事是他谨守秩序。
Be sure.That you construct the house of God according to the pattern on the mount.
要确定你建造神的家的时候，要按着山上指示的样式。
Now God had already told him, as our brother said, his purpose for constructing such a house.
那神已经告诉了他，如同我们弟兄已经提过了，为什么神要建造这样子的家。
God wanted a place where he could fellowship with man.
因为神在地上要有一个地方能够与人相交。
But it had to be done on the right basis.
但必须要用一个正确的方法来做。
Because of Moses' background in architecture,
因为摩西他自己在埃及学过建筑。
When Moses saw the pattern of the tabernacle on the mount,
所以他当在山上看到了这个会幕的样式的时候。
Now what do you think he saw?
那你想他怎么想的
？You think he saw a blueprint？
你想他看到的是一个蓝图吗
？Or do you think he saw the outer construction？
还是他看到了这个外面的形象
？He saw something。
至少他看到了。
And he had to build according to what he saw。
而且他必须要按照他所看到的来造。
I don't think it was blueprint myself。
那我自己不觉得那是一个详细的蓝图。
But I just throw that in because maybe there's some architects here。
我只是想讲出来，因为说不定我们当中也有学建筑的。
It's very important that he oversee this work and that it be done just like he saw on the mount.
所以他必须要很小心的来建造，正是如同他在山上所看到的那个样式。
Now he saw the pattern.
那他看到了一个模式。
But there's some things he didn't see.
但他也有一些事他没看到。
But it was crucial that he build according to the pattern because of that which he could not see.
但正是因为他有些事情他没看到，所以他必须要很小心的按着所看到的来建造。
Because this tabernacle that he was building had to absolutely correspond with three things that he could not see.
因为这一所建造的会幕必须要很准确的跟他所看不到的三件事能够应对。
Now what were those three things?
那哪三件事？
You heard all weekend. The first one, Jesus.
这整个周末你都在听。第一个跟耶稣。
Now he hadn't seen Jesus.
他没有见过耶稣。
But he was building according to Jesus.
但是他是按着耶稣的样子来建的。
Every part of that tabernacle had to correspond to Jesus.
因为每一部分会幕里的每一部分都跟耶稣要有应对。
Moses couldn't throw in other things.
所以摩西不能够随便的带东西进来。
You know when Herod fixed up the temple back at the time of Jesus' birth.
当耶稣诞生的时候，希律大帝重修那个圣殿。
He spent millions of dollars.
他花了几百万元。
He put a lot more gold on the temple.
他放了更多的金子在圣殿上。
He had a lot more rooms in the temple.
他也加了更多的房子。
He did a lot more things to make the temple larger and more beautiful.
他做了许多事情使这个圣殿更大更美好。
But it was not according to pattern.
但是呢，不是照着那原有的样式。
It was human embellishment on the house of God.
那这是按着人手想来装饰神的家。
Now suppose Moses said, you know what, I don't like the badger skin on the outside. Let's put a nice royal blue velvet on there.
然后也许摩西说，我看这个会幕的外面实在太平淡了，不好看，让我们放上一些那尊贵的蓝色的皮。
But that's not according to Jesus.
但这样子就不是耶稣的样式。
Jesus didn't come to earth wearing royal blue velvet.
因为耶稣来的时候，他没有穿着蓝色君王的长袍。
Now it's so important to order the tabernacle so it looks just like Jesus.
所以会幕必须要安排非常的准确，能够对应出以后的耶稣。
And as we serve as priests in the house of God,
所以我们在神的家中，如同祭司的侍奉。
We need to be obedient to that which God shows us.
我们必须要顺服那神所启示给我们的。
Now he didn't know when he was building this tabernacle.
所以当摩西建这个会幕时，他并不知道。
Did you know the tabernacle looks just like the church?
你知道这个会幕建起来的时候，就好像教会一样。
How do we know what the church is like?
我们怎么知道教会的样子是什么
？What is our life like?
我们教会的生活应该怎么样的
？Here it is，
就在这里了。
It's a tabernacle，
就是一个会幕。
It's all spelled out for us，
都完全摆出来给我们看。
Jesus is the head and the center。
那耶稣是在当中是为首的。
We receive revelation by the Spirit。
我们借着圣灵得到了启示。
We worship at the golden altar。
我们在祭坛面前祷告。
We eat from the table of showbread。
我们吃了那陈设饼。
And it all is because of the sacrifice of Jesus in the outer court.
那我们能够做这些事，完全是因为耶稣基督在万月的牺牲。这就是我们教会的生活。
But this tabernacle had to be built according to the pattern because of the third thing Moses couldn't be seeing.
他还有第三件事是摩西所看不见的事，是为什么他必须要建造会幕，按着指示的样式。
Now what was that?
那是什么？
We find out in Hebrews it was to be a shadow of the heavenly tabernacle.
因为如果看了希伯来书，我们就知道它是反映出天上的会幕。
So, brothers and sisters, when we do service for the Lord, we need to be careful about how things are done and ordered.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们要服侍主的话，我们必须要注意我们这件事情的顺序是什么，是怎么做的。
Because much more is being done than just some simple earthly ministry.
因为在地上所做的事，有的时候不过是简单的属地的事情。
And Moses carefully told the saints as a priest all the offerings and how they need to be offered and when they need to be offered.
像摩西跟这些立位的祭司讲了关于献祭的事情，但你们要怎么样子的献，什么时候来献？
Do you ever read like Leviticus and some of these, and you see all the details, and you say, oh, what's all this thing? The pigeon's nose and the feet from the cow, and you say, my, my, it's a lot of details.
所以你读利未记的时候，不晓得你有没有这种感觉？怎么一会儿有这鸽子的鼻子、鸽子的嘴巴，就有牛的脚？你要这样做，你要这样做，好像有很多很多的细节。
All those details have to do with the work of Christ in your life.
因为这每一个细节都跟基督在我们生命里面的工作有关。
Exactly, you know that wonderful song we sing, Jesus only, Jesus ever.
你有没有唱过那首诗歌唯独基督唯独耶稣、
that says, Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, a glorious Lord, coming King.
那他说他是我们的救主他是洁净我们的、他是将来的那个王、
there's five sacrifices right there, check them out.
所以你读到那首诗歌的时候讲到耶稣工作的五方面的献祭
There's your healing in the sacrifice.
因为在献祭当中有医治
There's your forgiveness in the sacrifice.
在那里有赦免
sanctification there.
有洁净、
it's all there.
都在里面
Wonderful Moses.
那非常奇妙的摩西
Wonderful detail man.
他是一个非常注重细节的人
a priest is a detail man.
做祭司、就要小心细节
Even what he wears.
他怎么穿东西也很注意
Everything is Christ.
因为每一个东西代表了基督
right, the stones, the colors, the order, the hat.Holy to the Lord, everything is Christ.
那个宝石，那个胸牌，那个帽子，归给耶，归耶和华为圣，所有东西都指向基督。
Are you a priest?
那你是个祭司吗
？Do you look like Christ?
你看起来像基督吗
？Are you wearing Christ?
你是不是穿戴了基督
？Who are you advertising as you go around? Jesus Christ?
当你在到处走的时候，你宣扬的是谁？耶稣基督吗？
Or are you a priest for Under Armour or something else?
还是你只是要介绍你自己的穿着。
What's your branding?
你的牌子是什么？你招牌是什么？
When the priest walked through the camp, he was holy to the Lord.
当祭司在营里面走的时候，他是归耶和华为圣。
Now when you're a priest,
你是做祭司的。
What do people smell?
那基督别人闻到的是什么？
The fragrance of Christ?
是基督的香气?
Or your sweat?
还是你自己汗臭?
Some of you are sweaty priests.
我们当中有些人可能是很喜欢流汗的祭司。
Smell a lot of... smells like, I don't know.
那闻起来的时候,不晓得什么味道啊。
But Paul was an apostle, but he was also a priest. Everywhere he went, there was the fragrance of Christ.
保罗是个使徒他也是做祭司的他无论往哪里去都带着基督的香气
Do you let out the fragrance of Christ?
所以基督的香气是不是从你身上散发出来
I always tell young people now you know you're a Christian so you're the light of the world
所以我老是跟年轻人讲你们知道你们是基督徒所以你是世上的光
But when their worldly friends meet the Christian sometimes they're awfully confused
但是呢当他们属世界的朋友遇到他们的时候都看不出来
Because the young people hide under a bushel
所以这个时候，这些年轻人就躲起来了。
And so all the Christians smell, all the their friends smell is some kind of smoke. What's smoking here?
所以这看不见光啊，只闻到那个烟味啊。
They don't see priests of Christ, light of the world.
他们看不见基督的祭司，世界的光。
All they do is they smell some kind of religious smoke.
他们闻到的不过是一些属宗教的味道。
If you walk around Manhattan, you walk around the city there, and in certain places they're always selling incense, and so they always Are burning incense, so you smell this. What is that?
所以你在曼哈顿，在某些地方，你在那个地方啊，专门有卖那个香的。所以当你走过的时候，你就闻到那些香的味道，什么东西啊
？It's so important the testimony of the priest being properly ordered and made holy to the Lord.
所以这个祭司的见证是非常重要的，是按着次序来的，是能够做众人的光的。
Today, in the church, this priestly order is needed more than ever.
那么今天在教会里面，这个祭司的次序是更加的需要。
Why is it that the house of God needs to be in order?
那为什么神的家需要有次序呢
？Even today, why is it so important?
甚至在今天的这个日子里，
you know,
为什么还需要
？The church is so disorderly today. It's out of order. Women are out of order.Brethren are out of order. Children are out of order.
因为今天在这个教会里面，好像完全没有顺序。 那么姐妹们没有次序，弟兄们没有次序，儿女们没有次序。
What do we miss when we're disorderly?
那当我们变成混乱的时候，我们失去了什么东西？
We miss the glory of God.
我们就失去了神的荣耀。
It was when Moses set up the tabernacle and everything was in its perfect order that the glory of God came down.
因为唯有当摩西建造了会幕，按着一切的东西按着秩序安排好了，神的荣耀降临。
When marriages are in order, when families are in order, the glory comes down.
当婚姻按着秩序，当家庭按着秩序的时候，这个荣耀就显明。
How much more the church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们主耶稣基督的教会更是何等的这样的有这样的需要。
Sometimes I visit some of God's people in various assemblies, and all I sense is strife and flesh and a lack of spiritual anointing.
那很多时候我在各处到不同的会众当中的时候，我所进去所看见的不过是争斗，不过是血气，都闻不到圣灵的膏抹。
Most churches today don't even realize that Jesus, the great high priest, is standing in the midst.Looking and evaluating and ordering that church.
那很多时候，很多教会还不知道，基督，我们的大祭司站在这个会众当中，在那里分辨，在那里安排。
But it makes no difference whether it's Ephesus or Laodicea or Sardis or Morris Plains or Flushing's Queens. The Lord stands in the midst of His church as the orderer for glory.
但是无论是以弗所的教会、老底嘉的教会、萨迪的教会、Morris Plain 的教会、Flushing 的教会，不管是哪个教会，耶稣是站在那里，是为了神的荣耀在安排教会的秩序。
Now you know these things are true.
那你知道我讲的是真的。
Now blessed are you if you do something about it.
那些能够去听而去行的就有福了。
There are many so-called churches around this world today. They're in such darkness.They don't even know what order means. But if you're a true priest of God, you will not rest until the church has found its order and the glory of God rests upon it.
但如果你是属神的祭司，那你会终日的劳苦不去休息，一直等到教会找到了他的秩序，使神的荣耀可以显明的秩序。
I think it's safe to say that though there are thousands of churches around the world today, most of them do not have the lampstand in their midst.
那很多时候，我想我可以这样子讲，在教会有成千上万的教会，今日的教会在他们当中没有金灯台。
What good is the tabernacle with missing furniture?
如果有了会幕却没有当有的器皿，又怎么用呢？
And unless the light of the lamp of the testimony of Jesus is burning in the church, what good is that group?
那如果当中没有一个金灯台，能够显明耶稣基督的见证，这个聚会又有什么意义呢？
That's why those who are responsible brothers need to take this to heart.
所以那些在教会里面负责的弟兄们必须要深深的了解。
If your church has fallen to status quo and you're just doing normal business, watch out that the lampstand is not removed.
因为如果教会只是不断的在做一直重复做的事情，只是做一些事情的话，那要小心，说不定金灯台已经移去了。
The priests in the house of God are responsible for the order of things.
因为祭司是要在神的家负责维持这个秩序的。
And when we read of God's judgment in the Old Testament, it especially fell upon priests when they acted in an unholy way.
啊、我们读到旧约里面神的审判的时候，我们就会发现，特别是那些祭司，当他们行事不圣洁的时候，那就受更大的审判。
And this takes us to the second matter of priesthood. Not only is a priest to be concerned for the order of the house of God.
所以这就带领我们进入了第二点，不仅仅祭司要明白在神家中怎么样安排这个秩序。
But the priest is the one who intercedes for God's people.
而且祭司也是为神的百姓代求的。
Do you know God's people yet?
你是不是认识神的百姓？
If you don't know God's people, you don't feel any need to pray for them.
如果你不认识他们的话，你不会觉得有为他们祷告的需要。
Why?
为什么？
They're okay.
看起来不错啊。
God's Christian, they're okay. People in your congregation, okay.
他们都是基督徒啊，他蛮好的，是在我们会众当中啊，很好啊。
But when we see the situation among God's people, something breaks in our heart.
但是当我们看到神的百姓他们真实的情况、真实的光景的时候，那我们的心也同样的受到了震动。
How many people saw the testimony of God in those churches where they were growing up and have left it all together in the pursuit of mammon?
那有多少的时候我们看到一个人在一个教会的当中成长出来，但后来却离开了，去追求马门。
They hold to traditions, but the lampstand is missing.
他们还有他们的传统，但是已经没有金灯台。
They talk the talk, but the life is not there.
他们讲的话都是对的，但他们生命不在那里。
Somebody needs to pray.
这个时候需要有人祷告。
But the only ones who pray are those who really see the situation as it is.
但是唯有真正的能够看见这个光景的人才会真实的祷告。
It's a fact of church history that when God's people fall on their knees and truly pray, God brings revival to the church.
因为这是教会历史里面所证实出来的。当神的百姓跪在那里真心的祷告的时候，神的复兴就降临。
But as long as we think that our church is okay, things begin to decline, and we don't even notice the declension.
但只要我们觉得我们教会还不错，但是实际上这个教会已经开始衰败，不知不觉中，我们教会已经破坏了。
There was Moses interceding for the people.
所以摩西在这里为他的百姓代求。
And the people rewarded him by complaining about him and complaining that he was doing things wrong and he was leading them to the wrong places and he was going to kill them.
然后呢，这些百姓对他的回报是什么呢？是控告他，是批评他，说他将自己自高，说他带领百姓带领了错误的地方，他要把他杀了。
You know, there's some psalms that talk about the wanderings of God's people.
你知道在诗篇里面有些诗是讲到以色列百姓在旷野的漂流。
We just notice a verse or two in Psalm 106.
哦，我们可以在诗篇106篇里面读到几节。
And here is what they're talking about, the children of Israel in the wilderness.
那这里讲到了以色列人在旷野漂流的情况。
Verse 19.
第十九节
They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. They exchanged the glory in the image for an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior who had done great things in Egypt, wonders in the land of Ham and awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore God said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach to turn away his wrath from destroying them.
他们在何烈山造了牛犊，叩拜铸成的像，如此将他们荣耀的主换为吃草吃牛的像，忘了神他们的救主。他曾在埃及行大事，在寒地行奇事，在红海行可畏的事，所以他说要灭绝他们。若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
God's sheep are so fickle.
因为神的羊啊
，so frightened.
神的羊是心意不定的
，so deceivable.
是很会欺骗的
，so selfish.
很自私的。
They're running toward the cliff. They don't even know it.
他们冲到了悬崖的边，自己还不知道。
The enemy begins to snatch our young people out of our churches. We don't even notice.
所以仇敌已经将我们当中的年轻人从我们当中夺走了，我们还不知道。
God's sheep are foolish.
因为神的羊是愚昧的。
Do you think the children of Israel realized that they were this close to being destroyed altogether?
你想以色列的百姓，他们知不知道，他们就是差这么一点点就被全然灭绝
？Except that there was somebody standing in the breach between God and their destruction, and it was Moses interceding for his people.
但是还好有一个人站在以色列的百姓跟他们所面对的灭绝愤怒当中，站在那里为他们祷告，就是摩西。
I don't believe I need to talk long about the need for intercession. I think you see it. And if you understand the days we live in, you realize how important it is.
那我想我不需要在这里多讲关于代祷的事情，我相信你们都明白，特别如果你知道我们现今的世代的话，你就更知道代祷的重要。
You remember how many times Moses seemed to be arguing with God in intercession.
那你记得摩西在好几次的时候，在代祷的时候好像在跟神争论。
After the children worshiped the golden calf, God says, Moses, I'll take you into the promised land, but not these people.
当百姓开始拜金牛犊的事件以后，神跟摩西说，摩西，我带你到应许地，但我不带这些人。
But Moses said no.
但摩西说不行。
If you won't go with the children, I'm staying with the children.
如果你不带你的百姓进去，我就跟他们在一起。
Now isn't that something?
你觉得怎么样？
Moses laid down his life.
摩西将自己的性命摆下。
He says, God, if you can't stand with us anymore, I'm sticking with the people.
如果神啊，如果你再也受不了我们，要灭绝我们，我跟我的百姓在一起。
If you're going to destroy us, you have to destroy me too.
如果你要灭了这些百姓，你就灭了我。
We find in Numbers chapter 14.
我们在民数记的第十四章读到。
God says, I'm going to take out this whole generation.
神说我要把这一个世代的人都灭绝。
Moses said, don't do it.
摩西说不可以。
Not for our sake.
不是为了我们的缘故。
Your reputation, God. These are your people.
而是乃是为了你的名，因为这是你的百姓。
What will the nations say?
那别我不列国会说些什么
？God, we can't have that.
所以神啊，不可以这样。
Have mercy.
是求你施怜悯。
Oh, do you think Moses was arguing with God?
你想摩西是在跟神争辩吗
？No, Moses was testing God's heart.
不是的，摩西是在那里查验神的心。
And God wanted to reveal His heart.
因为神要借着这个东西显明他自己的心意。
It's not God's heart to judge and to destroy.
因为神最深的盼望不是要审判，不是要灭绝。
But we find in Isaiah and Ezekiel that God is often amazed that in these kinds of situations there's nobody standing in the gap.
我们看到在以赛亚书以西结里面，神常常的讲到论到神是如何的稀奇，因为居然没有一个人愿意站在百姓跟他们灭绝当中向神代祷。
Now this is a terrifying truth, but I'm going to tell you.
这是一个非常可怕的事实，但我要讲。
When God gets ready to judge something,
当神准备要审判的时候
，He will judge it severely.
他的审判是非常厉害的
，unless somebody's standing in the gap.
那除非有一个人能在那里带到。
And if nobody's standing,
如果没有的话
,He will judge.
审判就临到。
He'll destroy a city.
他会灭绝。
He would destroy Nineveh.
他把尼尼微灭掉。
But Jonah stood in the gap.
但是约拿在那里为尼尼微带到。
I hope you understand that this is part of our responsibility as priests.
我希望你能够明白这是我们做祭司的一个重要的职分。
We're interceding.
带到。
There's so much that we can do ministering the word of God.
那当然，我们在传神的话语上有许多的事我们可以做。
There's much more that we can do in intercession and prayer.
但是在代祷的事上，我们能够做的更多。
Sometimes we think that the ministry of the word, and in the church is the highest position we have.
有的时候我们以为在神的教会当中，做话语的执事是最高的呼召。
But no, there is one higher.
但其实不是的，还有一个更高的。
Our Jesus, when He was on this earth, performed many miracles and did many ministries.
当我们主耶稣在世的时候，他在地上行了许多的神迹，做了很多的事。
But He still has a higher ministry now.
但他现在有一个更高的职分。
We call it the ministry in His ascension.
我们所谓的他升天以后的侍奉。
Now He has ascended in order to intercede on our behalf.
因为他升天以后，在父神的面前长远的替我们代求。
Now we have these three levels in the Christian life.
所以我们基督的生命里面好像有这三层。
When we are saved, we receive gifts of the Spirit that we might fellowship in the body of Christ.
所以当我们得救的时候，我们得了圣灵的恩膏，所以我们能够与基督的肢体一同的交通。
And then as we mature, we begin to minister in the body of Christ and in the work of God by His resurrection life.
但当我们成熟以后，就靠着他复活的生命，我们开始侍奉基督的身体。
So from spiritual gift to resurrection life.
所以从一个属灵的恩赐进到了复活的生命。
But yet there's another ministry.
但还有一个服事。
The ministry of the ascended life.
就是一个升天生命的侍奉。
This happens according to 1 John among the fathers who are mature in the faith.
所以这在约翰一书里面所讲的父老啊，那些信心成熟的。
Now they see things from a heavenly point of view.
因为他们看事情是从天上的角度来看。
They're able to intercede for things.
所以他们能够为这些事来代求。
Their life.Is given for others.
他们的生命是赐给别人的。
No more for yourself.
不再是为自己活。
Your life is for others.
你的生命是给别人的。
Interceding for them.
是为别人代祷。
Bringing them to fullness.
使他们能够更完全。
Preparing the bride.
预备那个新妇。
That's ministry in ascendancy.
那这是一个升天的侍奉。
These things must only be ministered when you have a heavenly point of view.
这件事你能够做的时候，一定是因为你有天上的眼光。
You see the work is finished.
你已经从神的角度看到这事工已经结束了。
And by faith you call it into being.
所以呢，凭着信你就要求神能够成全。
Do you know that life?
你知道这样的生命吗？
We often quote that wonderful verse in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们很多时候会引用以弗所书第二章的经文。
This is our great privilege by grace to be seated with Christ in the heavenly.
这是我们所得到极大的恩典，使我们能够在天上与基督一同坐席。
But are we?
但我们真的是在天上吗？
Do you see things from the heavenly point of view?
你是不是能够从天上的角度来看地上的事？
You know, there's a famous English preacher, and he had one of his little mottos on his wall.
你知道有一个很有名的英国的一个传道人，那他有一个格言挂在墙上。
So one day, one of the saints from the church walked in and saw in his office this motto that says, "Look down."
那他就有一天啊，教会里面的圣徒进到他的办公室，那看到他的这个格言是什么？往下看。
And the person said, "What does that mean? Look down."
所以就问他说，这什么意思啊？往下看。
I thought we're supposed to be looking up.
难道我们不应该往上看吗？
The pastor says, "Depends where you're sitting."
那这个传道人就说，那看你要站在哪里看。
If you're sitting in the heavenly places with Christ, you look down on situations and you pray from the heavenly.
如果你是在天上坐在天上与基督一同坐席，那你就从天上往下看，按着这个角度来祷告。
And so we have this life of intercession for God's people.
所以我们有这一个为神的百姓代祷的生活。
But now I share with you the third part of priesthood.
那现在我们要讲到祭司职分的第三个部分。
And this is the most delightful part.
那这是最喜悦的一部分。
As priests of God, our primary function.Even goes beyond interceding for his people.
作为神的祭司，我们最重要的工作，甚至超过了为他百姓代祷的工作。
What is the primary function of priesthood?
那一个做祭司，他最重要的工作是什么？
Communion.
交通。
Talking to him.
与神交通。
Moses, at 80 years old, met God and began to talk to God.In the burning bush.
那摩西八十岁的时候开始跟神讲话，在燃烧焚烧的荆棘里。
And for the next 40 years, Moses lived under an open heaven, talking to God, and God talking to him.
然后摩西呢，在接下来的40年，好像天开了，他与神面对面的交谈。
That's why God said, "Moses is my friend."
这就是为什么神说摩西我的朋友。
Not many saints spend time just talking to God.
不是说很多的圣徒啊会这样子花时间只是单单的为了与神说话。
When we come to talk to God, we come with a list. Okay, God, first I need this, then I need that. What's going on here? What's your will?
那我们每次跟人讲话的时候，我们拿着一个单子，哎，神啊，我们的第一件事我要的是这个，第二件事我要的是这个，第三件事为什么会这样子呢？第四件事你为什么还没干呢
？I think you said more than I said, but that's.
我讲你讲的比我还多，不过还可以啊。
You know, it's as if Moses returned to Eden, where Adam talked to God in the cool of the day.
几乎好像摩西回到了在伊甸园，好像亚当跟神在一个凉快的天气下跟神谈话一样。
And from the age of 80 until he was 120, Moses lived in Sabbath rest.
所以从80岁一直到120岁，摩西是活在安息日的安息里面。
Into the garden with his Jehovah to talk and fellowship and pray and cry.
所以进到了花园, 与耶和华在那里交谈, 在那里, 谈心, 在那里哭泣。
Now, you understand the greatest consolation and gift given to a servant of God.
所以你现在就知道, 一个给神的仆人, 一个最伟大的一个安慰, 一个礼物。
Talking to God under an open heaven. You don't deserve it, but He wants to talk.
是在一个敞开的天下, 与神一同的交谈。 虽然不配得, 但是他要跟你说话。
Here's an endearing picture.
那这是何等亲密的一个图画。
Moses is 80 years old.
摩西已经80岁。
And God shows up there in the burning bush.
神在一个焚烧的荆棘里面向他显现。
And just starts a conversation, like he's been talking to Moses forever.
然后就开始讲话了, 好像他一直在跟摩西讲话一样。
Moses, Moses, listen to me.
摩西,
you know, I'm concerned about your, the children down in Egypt. I've watched the oppression. I've seen what's going on. We've got to do something about it.
他们受了苦,
now, Moses had a lot of catching up to do. Wait, wait, wait. Who's this talking? What's going on? Is that the angel? Is it the bush? The fire? What?
所以摩西呢,有很多事情他不明白啊,到底谁在讲话,是谁在讲话,是荆棘在讲话,是天使在讲话,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot to tell you. I am.
然后神就说,哦,对,我忘了跟你讲,是我是在说话。
Here's your credit card.
啊,这是给你的。
Use my name, I am.
这是我的名字,我是,用这个名字。
What's in your wallet?
对,你的皮夹里面是什么东西啊?
And Moses began a conversation with God. He said, well, I can't go.
那摩西呢,就开始跟神对话,他说,哎,我不能去啊。
This dialogue lasted for the next 40 years.
He says,
Jehovah, we're so near the promised land. Please let me go in.
所以他那时候说,耶和华,
God says, Mo, slow down.
然后神怎么跟他讲,阿西,慢一点。
When I promise something, I keep my promise.
我答应的事,我一定做到。He
was talking to God about getting a sneak peek.
对,他跟神讲,所以神说你可以看一下。By
the way, you know what the name Moses is in Hebrew?
你知道摩西这个字在希伯来文什么意思?
Do you know?
什么意思你知道?
Moshe.
就是Moshe.
Moshe. So it's funny because in New York City, there's a moving company called Moshe Moving.
因为很好玩的,因为在纽约市,有一个搬家公司,它的名字就是叫Moshe Moving.
It's a Jewish moving company.
因为这是一个犹太人的搬家公司。
They never work on Saturdays.
所以他们礼拜天,礼拜六不工作。
But whenever I see the thing, I think of Moses going through the wilderness with a Moshe Moving truck.
所以我每次看到他们,我的脑海里面就好像想到摩西在旷野里面开着一个搬家的truck,卡车。
No, God had to say, Moshe, no, you can't go into the promised land.
所以神要对摩西说, Moshe, 你不能够进应许地。
But how precious to spend 40 years of shadowless communion with Jehovah.
但是这是何等的宝贝, 能够有40年的时间跟神能够一个没有间隔的交通。
I want to tell you, there's no greater privilege that any human on the face of this earth will ever have than that God comes and mercifully talks to you, and you can talk to Him.
那我可以说，在人世间没有比这一个更大的权柄，就是神临到我们，跟我们说话，我们也可以跟他说话。Oh,
Moses had those great dramatic moments of miracles.
那的确，摩西的一生有非常奇妙的神迹。But
most of his 40 years, day by day, 24 hours a day, he spent alone with God, praying, talking.
但这40年的时间,大部分的时候,每日每夜,大部分的时候,摩西是在那里单独的与神交通说话。Imagine
waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting 40 years in the wilderness.
你想想看,摩西在旷野,在那里等,在那里等,在那里等,在那里等,等了40年。
Why?
为什么?
We get back to the same point.
又回到同一点。
Wasted time.
浪费了时间,浪费了。Unbelief. 不信。
The children. So carnal, they couldn't go into the promised
所以这些百姓是如此的熟络，他们进不了这个应许地。
And Moses and Joshua had to suffer 40 years because they were ready to go in 40 years ago.
所以摩西跟约书亚必须受苦40年，因为40年以前他们就已经预备好准备进去了。
But in his consolation, he talked to the Lord all day long.
但是呢，作为他的安慰，他能够跟神每日的交通。
All the other people just doing their daily life.Not talking to God.
所以其他人都在忙碌他们日常的事情，不再与神交通。
They all watch their TVs.
他们看电视。
The tribe of Benjamin watched Goat Dynasty, probably.
他们看不同的电视的节目。
Some of them subscribe to Tentflix. Never mind.
不用管了。
What do the children of, what do God's people do with all of their life?
那神的百姓到底是怎么样用他们时间的
？There's the holy of holies to get to.
那有一个至圣所要进去的。
Sorry, Lord, I'm too busy.
然后我在那里讲说，哎呀，主，对不起，主，太忙了。
I'm out here this weekend with my two grandchildren. I said.
所以这个周末我与我两个孙子在一起。我说。
My son said to them, "Okay, we're taking holiday."
所以我儿子对他们说，好，我们现在休假。
No electronics.
对，不可以玩电子游戏。
The kids are going crazy.
这些孩子发疯了。
Can't touch their phone.
你不能够碰他们
手机。Can't touch their iPod.
不能够碰他们的 iPad.
Can't touch their iPad.
不能碰他们的 iPad.
Can't touch their MacBook Air.
什么东西都不能碰。
They have to take walks.
他们必须一同散步。
They found some wild turkeys.
那看到一些野火鸡。
There's a whole life out there beyond this.
那这除了这个以外，有一整个世界。
There's the blessedness of communion.
交通是一个祝福。
Well, what did Moses do 40 years?
所以摩西四十年到底做什么？
Did he just keep saying Hallelujah?
他是不是在那里
Hallelujah?
他是不是在那里只是每天在那里说 Hallelujah, Hallelujah?
Well, I'll tell you one thing he did for 40 years.
那我可以告诉你，至少四十年他做了一件事。
It's in the wilderness.
在旷野。
That Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
他写了创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记、生命记。
You know why I love the servant Moses?
你知道我为什么很喜爱神的仆人摩西吗？
Because this Torah is the most precious word of God.
因为这律法书是神最珍贵的话语。
He sat down, he listened to the oral tradition of the fathers about how everything began.The story of creation, the story of the flood, all of these things. And he wrote them down in a godly economy.
他坐下来听到了这些口传下来列祖的故事亚伯拉罕的故事洪水的故事然后他按着神的心意神的计划把它写下来。
He didn't get wordy.
他没有很啰嗦。
He didn't try to be scientific.
他也没有想把它写成一本科学教材书。
He took out all the mythology of those ancient days.
他把那些古时候的那些神话的东西拿掉。
You know, there's been discovered an ancient document from the Babylon area that is a description of the creation.
那你知道他们找到了在巴比伦的文献里面，在古时候有一个创造的记载。
And another disc that describes the flood.
然后又找到了一个石板，是讲到洪水。
But it's the way most of those ancient people thought.
那不过这是当时古时候的人脑袋里面这么想象的。
The tree gods and the rock god and the moon god and the sun god.
那有树神，有石神，有太阳神，有月亮神。
And a god who made a goddess pregnant and had a boy named Marduk, and it's all mythologies, made up stuff.
然后有一个神呢，跟女神呢，沟通呢，就生了一个孩子叫 Marduk。然后他呢，这些都是神话。
Now read Genesis.
然后再读创世纪。
There's the truth.
这是真理。
It's simple.
很简单。
Beautiful.
美丽。
The story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Simple. Beautiful.
亚伯拉罕以撒雅各简单美丽
Exodus the story of the creation of the children of Israel
那出埃及记是以色列人受创造以色列百姓受创造
Leviticus the story of how God told him about all of the offerings and all of the priesthood
那利未记是讲到神怎么样告诉他们各样的祭物，关于祭司的礼仪。
Numbers, what numbers about? Do you know?
民数记讲什么？你们知道吗
？It's about numbers.
这是关于数字。
It's a census.
点选民数。
It's a census at the beginning. It's a census at the end.
因为在一开始的时候点数民数，在最后的时候也点数民数。
And even though a whole generation died, they ended up with just as many people.
虽然一整个世代的人死去了，他们最后的人数跟起初一样。
But what's numbers about?
所以民数记讲的是什么
？It's the book of life.It's a picture of the names of those who got in to the promised land.
因为这是一个生命册，这是讲到那些能够进入应许地那些人的名字。
It's an Old Testament picture of the Lamb's Book of Life.
因为这是旧约的一个图画，说到羔羊的生命册。
What's Deuteronomy?
那生命记是什么
？Well, you know, Deuteronomy means.
你知道生命记的意思
？Deuteros, second, nomos, law.
Deuteros, 第二个。
This is the law given the second time.
Nomos 就是律法，所以是第二次把律法颁发。
What's the difference between the first and the second time? Exodus and Deuteronomy.
那么第一次颁发的律法在出埃及记里面，跟第二次颁发的律法在 Deuteronomy 里面差的是什么
？You know, first ten commandments are mentioned in both those books.
因为十诫在两本书都讲到。
The other commandments about offerings, both books.
那讲到奉献在两本书也都讲到。
What's the difference?
差别在哪里？
Deuteronomy, written 40 years later, after Exodus, sees God's actions and God's love through everything. God loves in Deuteronomy.
所以已经看到了神的作为，看到了神的爱，来写这个生命记。
God took you when you were nobody.
所以当你什么人都不是的时候，神拣选了你。
God chose you because He loved you.
神拣选你们乃是因为他专爱你。
You know what? Moses learned that over 40 years.
是40年的时间摩西学这个功课。
I'll guarantee there was 100 times where Moses says, God, how can you put up with these people?
在圣经里面至少有100次的时候摩西在说神啊你怎么能够忍受这个百姓。
God says, Chesed.
神就说 Chesed.
That's Hebrew.That means loving kindness.
因为这是希伯来文，就是恩惠怜悯。
How do you put up with these people?
你怎么能够忍受这些人
？Moses, I love them.
因为我爱他们。
I loved Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我爱亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
These are their kids.
这些是他们的子孙。
What a beautiful Torah, huh?
所以这个律法书是何等的美丽。
Just something he did in his spare time.
那这是在有时间的时候读
，like Paul did when he was in jail，
像保罗在监狱里面
，and he couldn't be an apostle active anymore， so he became a priest and wrote Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians。
所以就好像保罗在监狱里面，这时候他不能够像使徒一样到处的工作，所以他就做祭司，他开始写书信。
Sorry, the prison epistles, you know they are。
所以你知道他监狱书信，那几本监狱书信。
We are priests。
我们是做。
You are a priest.
你是祭司。
Your choices are you going to be a lousy one or a good one?
你的选择只是说你是一个好的祭司呢，还是一个差劲的祭司。
You know, a priest has a very important responsibility.
你知道祭司的责任很重。
And it all begins with this.
开始都是这样子的。
Forget about yourself.
你要忘掉自己。
God has things He wants to do.
神有神要做的工。
Forget about yourself.
不要想到你自己。
The saints need help around you.
在你周围的圣徒需要你的帮助。
The priest can only minister from that ascended life after realizing they've been crucified with Christ, and yet they live.
所以做祭司的要能够做这个属天的侍奉的时候，他们必须先经过与基督同死，然后才能够再活。
But they don't live for themselves any longer, do they?
但从此他活着不再是为自己。
How about you?
你呢？
Who are you living for?
你是为什么而活？
Oh, how the Lord wants us to be faithful servants.
所以主是何等的盼望，使我们能够成为一个尽忠的一个仆人。
There's no one who's been willing to be a servant of God that the Lord has ever turned down.
凡是愿意做主仆人的人，神从来不会拒绝。
And not only that, but the servants of the Lord. Are the wealthiest people in the world.
不仅如此, 做主仆人的人乃是全世界最丰富的人。
Choose this day.
所以今日请你拣选。
Do you want riches or do you want wealth?
你要的是神的丰富呢,还是你只是要财富?
Wealth isn't always money.
这财富不一定是钱。
You can have your one child and accumulate a lot of money in the bank or in the stock market. It'll all be for nothing.
你可以有一个孩子,然后你有许多的钱,许多的股票,但到最后什么都没有。
You want to be wealthy?
你要有丰富吗?
Have 5 kids, or 10, 15.
5个孩子,10个孩子,15个孩子。
You say, well, I can never afford it.
那你说,我养不起啊?
Oh, yes, you can.
你养得起的。
And the Bible says, when you have a quiver full of them, you're the rich guy.
因为圣经告诉我们说,当你子孙满堂的时候, 你是有大有丰富的。
You look at godly families with a lot of kids, and I'll show you a blessed family.
所以如果你告诉我一个,是一个属神的家,只有许多子女的, 那我就告诉你什么叫蒙福的一家。
Now, I know you won't listen to me on that.
那我知道你这件事你们不会听我讲。
Some of you, it's too late to try anyway.
你们当中有些人已经太晚了,已经没有用了。
And for others of you, you still believe only one child per family.
那你们当中可能还是很多人相信,家里只要有一个孩子就好。
I'm talking wealth.
那我讲的是一个丰富,
I'm talking the riches of Christ.
我讲到在基督里面的丰富,
I'm talking about treasures in heaven.
我讲到是在天上的财宝。
Won't you be wealthy?
你要这样子的丰富吗?
Do you want to be just a cheapskate?
你还是希望活得很穷困的穷光蛋?
Be a servant of God.
那做神的仆人,
lay your life down.
将你自己生命摆下。
And watch if he doesn't pour out from his storehouse more wealth than you could ever possibly imagine.
那你看一下他会不会将天上的仓库挡下来,打开,将你超过你所想的恩典赐下来。
God never has owed any man.
神从来不欠任何人东西。
He always pays back, running over.
他所给予的总是超过所当得的。
So I don't want to see you again if you just want to be a bunch of rich Christians.
所以不要只要讲做一个有钱的基督徒。
You should go over to the church of Laodicea.
如果你要这样的话,就去老底家教会。
I want to see wealthy saints.
然后我要看的是那些丰富的圣徒。
Ordered.
然后有秩序的。
Interceding.
然后代祷的。
Communing.
交通的。
With a living God.
跟永活的神有交通的。
Now these are riches that the devil cannot snatch away.
这是神所赐我们的丰富,是那恶者夺不去的。
This is our destiny.
那这是我们的目的。
Now the time is short.
时间已经短了。
The Lord has given you a few talents.
那主已经给了一些你的恩典。
It's time to gather your wealth.
现在是带着你的财富。
Learn how to be rich before God.
然后是要在神面前学习过一个丰富的生活。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Thank you for inviting me this year.
感谢主,感谢你们邀请我来跟你们传讲。
Our Father, we come into your presence.
父啊,我们来到你的面前。
We pray that you would open heaven.
我们恳求你将天打开。
And show us the joy of what it means to be a priest of God.
让我们看到做神祭司是何等的喜乐。
Clothe us entirely in Christ.
用耶稣基督完全的来遮盖我们。
And allow us to know the fragrance of Christ.
让我们能够知道基督的香气。
And give us that place of ascendancy where we can pray from a heavenly point of view.
能够带领我们到那主天的地方, 能够从天上的眼光来代求。
Oh Lord, we love you so much.
主啊, 我们是这样的爱你。
What a wonderful Savior is Jesus our Lord.
我们主耶稣基督是何等奇妙的救主。
Thank you for being the priest who's gone before us. As the pioneer and finisher of our faith.
我们感谢主,因为你是在父神面前的大祭司,是我们信心的创始成终。
We look away unto Jesus.
我们定睛在基督的身上。
We run the race.
我们奔跑前面的道路。
Praise the name of God.
赞美主名。
Amen.
Amen.